Our guest in the cafe this morning is Harold Matter movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
And what movie do you think we should talk about this week?
Oh, I thought maybe we could do something with maybe Star Wars.
I think, but is that the only movie coming out this week?
It is. Everybody's stopping me to ask.
It might as well be. Well, Star Wars: The Last Jedi is in the theaters. Why The Last Jedi?
Well, they're kind of afraid that it's looking like there are not going to be any Jedi left. It's kind of a tough thing. What started all those years ago, 1977, they're kind of thinned out.
Well, that was kind of the case with Obi-Wan Kenobi too,
right?
Wasn't it?
Right, yeah. And they're afraid that. They're trying to find it. Technically, we're not sure if they mean the Mark Hamill character of Luke Skywalker, but he is found in this. You know, at the last one, The Force Awakens, which was the prequel to this, he's in the last shot. And mm-hmm. you go, oh, wonder whatever that's all about. And so he is, that's not a spoiler, he's in the whole movie. And it's really great for him to have a starring role after all this time.
Fantastic. And Carrie Fisher has a very major role.
Right. Both of them have very huge roles. And I didn't know till yesterday that her daughter is actually in it. She plays a girl in the one of the people on the resistance side along with her mother.
Uh-huh. And of course, it's been about a year since Carrie Fisher passed
right.
away. So and obviously this has been in the works for quite some time.
But they said they didn't change it. They had it finished. Her role didn't change it at all. What she did was what stands. And so they were going to include her in the next one, but well, of course won't now.
Well, how does this stack up with all of the Star Wars?
I think it's like number two after the first one.
Really?
I don't get this thing where they've gone off and they've gone back and they have these kind of minor Star Wars movies like this Rogue One that came out last year. This goes back to the original with the, they even have the Millennium and which was in the original.
And the Millennium it's still,
Falcon. Yeah. It's still flying. Yes, and
built to last.
And yes, I guess so. And I don't know how much time has passed, but quite a bit of time. And it's sort of a wreck, but they're still flying it.
Well, so you like it just great. I mean, you think
right up there
at the top of the list as far as all of the Star Wars movies. One of the critics' comments. Is you don't have to be a Star Wars fan to love this addition to the canon.
Right. It's very high quality all the way around. The story holds, the battles, everything makes perfectly good sense if you've never even heard of Luke Skywalker before.
Another is a blend of reverence for its roots and embrace of the new.
Right. Right. And they really do take you back to, you can reminisce a bit, but it's all new. And they have these three new characters who are supposed to be sort of like the three originals. Mm-hmm. And the girl's played by Daisy Ridley. She's Rey. And the young man is, the two young men are John Boyega, who plays Finn. He had been a stormtrooper and he ended up helping the resistance. And the other one is this hotshot X-Wing pilot called Poe Dameron, and he's played by Oscar Isaac, an American. And they all have these three stories kind of going, and then they all come together for the conclusion.
We're talking with Harold Banner movie reviewer Alice Reese. Now, we have enough time to talk about one other movie, at least for a minute or two. And you saw one called The Ballad of Lefty Brown, and you like that a lot, too.
I do. It just makes the Western come back to life very well. Starring Bill Pullman, who's usually a supporting character. He doesn't get too many roles like that. He has a lead role as Lefty Brown. He's a illiterate cowpoke who for 40 years has ridden with his buddy, who's now a successful rancher. This guy, by the way, is played by Peter Fonda.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Edward Brown. And he has just been elected senator from the state of Montana. But unfortunately, they're going out to check on some cattle rustlers, and the Peter Fonda character gets shot and killed. So Lefty goes out after revenge. He thinks against these cattle rustlers, but it turns out to be a lot more than that. And it, of course, you kind of know where it's going. Lefty turns out to be pretty much of the hero, and even though no one had ever had too much faith in him for his ability. He was always kind of clumsy and not very well spoken, but he ends up having quite an adventure.
Fans of the traditional Western will like this?
Oh, yes. Perfect.
Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Glad to.
Alice Reese, Sarah Banner movie reviewer. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.